This gift shit, it's the thought they say. Oh, what fun it is to flee from prison, not obey. Oh, good morning, sleepyhead. Were you expecting old Saint Nick? Well, I'm... Yeah, stop asking that. I'm someone that's in your house. A stranger in your house. In the holiday season, it's really, really cold outside, so you don't mind if I warm up in here, right? No, you don't want to call the police. I'm not going to hurt you. And I'm not going to hurt your family, even though they're all sleeping nice and quiet. I like quiet. So if you start screaming, then I'm going to hurt you. But I gotta say, the decorations are really on point, but oh, you people are terrible gift givers. You're kind of shit at it. And I mean, I guess I can't really talk. I mean, I haven't celebrated Christmas in like years. But come on, I mean, really? Half of these things need batteries first. Do you have like a 12-pack of batteries lying around? I don't think you do. And by the way, this knife set, it's fantastic. I've been testing the knives. They're very good. But at the same time, is that really something that anyone other than me would be excited to get? No, don't wake your parents. Look. see, you froze, so that's why there's a knife against your throat now. And so, if you make more noise, I'm just gonna, you know, make this place more red. But if you're quiet and you keep me warm, then I'll give you a little present. Yeah, like... just like this. Oh, you're so cute to me. People in general are cute to me, especially when they leave their doors unlocked. It's just adorable how stupid they can be. Anyways, the early bird gets the worm. So let's go back to your room, step by step by step, close the door, and let's get to know each other a little better. Oh, this is a nice little room you've got. I hope those are cum tissues and not snot tissues, because I don't really want to get sick, you know? Lie down. Yes, I just shoved you on your bed, but you're not hurt. I'll just straddle you, and if you make noise, then you're gonna be hurt. But if you're quiet, then everything's gonna be fine. Just a knife at your throat, and... lips to lips. Let me just do away with the rest of these clothes. It's pretty warm in here. Is it just me? I love your skin. It's so warm to the touch. Maybe I can just cuddle you a little bit. That's nice. Oh, and you haven't made any noise, which is so lovely. Quiet and warm, that's the best. But I'm starting to need something. That might be it. But maybe a little more. I need to deliver on the little gift that I promised you. But I think I'll kiss my way down. I just love the way your skin feels against my lips. Now let's keep the knife at your navel and I'll just nuzzle my face in right here. Oh, is that a little whimper? Don't worry, I'm just enjoying the warmth against my face. You smell a little nice too. Oh, it's a really nice scent, actually. Musky soap, maybe? I'll have to figure that out. Let's just do away with this too. Now, if I just use my tongue properly, I can figure out exactly what that scent is exactly. Does it feel good? I hope so. I like to keep my promises. And besides these little whimpers, you're very good at not making noise. You know, I think I should also get a bit more pleasure, but I can't really go doing any fucking when I might need to run at any moment, so let me just straddle you again. The knife at your throat where it belongs. And we can just dry hump. Well, not really dry. After all, I cut through your clothes, but mine are still fully intact. Try not to mess them up too much. Not that I can talk. I think I'm getting a little wet, actually. Oh, God, how long has it been since I felt pleasure? Oh, I don't know if it helps, but I've done this before, this little give and take with the knife, and I'm pretty good at it, I think. And don't worry, there's a small chance that you'll be hurt. I just need to make things... make things more safe on my end. Oh, wow. There's a lot of warmth flowing through me now. If you don't believe me, then why don't I just... just tuck your face between my tits. Aren't they soft and warm? Don't worry, I won't smother you. Just a few more seconds and... There we go. All better. We're both warm. And you didn't even get a scratch on you. How's that? But it sounds like your family is waking up. And well... I can't really afford to go back to where I came from. So, it's a shame. Look at me. You really were quite sweet and cute and pleasurable. Oh, if we had more time, we could have come together, but this is about where I have to step off. See you later, and don't forget to lock your doors. Oh, and buy better presents. Other than that, you've been so, so lovely. Have a nice, happy holiday.